The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. A great injustice has been given to the screech owl by labeling it with such a name, for its call is by no stretch of the imagination a screech, but instead is a mellow, muted trill which quavers and then descends rapidly toward the end of the call. The eastern screech owl is one of the smallest owls nesting in North America, and they are the smallest of all the eared owls, having feather tufts on top of their head. In fact, they're often mistaken for baby great horned owls. These little guys are full grown at an average height of 8.5 inches and have an average wingspan of 21 inches. Screech owls can be found in two color phases, a red phase, which is brownish, and a gray phase. This difference is not due to age or sex. In fact, it's still unknown why the two different color phases exist. Screech owls inhabit a wide variety of habitats and have become very well adapted to living around humans. In fact, they are surely living in a neighborhood or an old tree near your home right now. Their primary diet consists of insects and small rodents. They are cavity nesters, choosing cavities in old trees such as woodpecker holes.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.